The company which was responsible for carrying out vaccine trials on children in mother and baby homes without their consent has declined to say if it will contribute to a redress fund for survivors or whether it intends to apologise to them. GlaxoSmithKline, or GSK, is made up of two companies which carried out seven different trials in mother and baby homes between 1934 and 1973. I've been speaking to our religion and social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, about this and other issues arising from the publication of the report. And she began by telling me about these vaccination trials.
Well, the Commission identified seven vaccine trials which took place in mother and baby homes over a 39-year period up to 1973. And they took place at Bessborough, Pellettstown, Dunboyne and Castle Pollard. So trials for vaccine including measles and polio to diphtheria. Glaxo Laboratories and the Wellcome Foundation were the companies involved, and they've since merged to become GlaxoSmithKline, known today as GSK.
Now, the Commission found that there was no evidence of injury to the children as a result of the various trials, but it did find that their consent was not obtained to give the vaccines.
That's right. The Commission found that there wasn't compliance with the relevant regulatory and ethical standards at the time. Consent wasn't obtained from either the mothers or the children or their guardians. The finding that there was no evidence of injury done to children is one that some survivors reject. People like Rosemary Addiser wonder how that conclusion could be made when there was no medical follow-up in her case and that of others she knows. She, along with her twin brother, they were given vaccines as children at the mother and baby home at Pellettstown on the Navan Road in Dublin. And she now lives in London and told us what happened to her at the home.
I know that I was part of the quadruple vaccine trial. In fact, the report actually mentions mixed race twins, 1960-61. They must have been delighted to get their hands on myself and my brother. And my brother will say that he has clear memories of lots of injections in his arms, in the muscle, in his ankles. My own records state that I was very clearly over vaccinated, like being given diphtheria vaccination at three times in 1 week. Now that's a bit of an overkill. And then the important point to note about the Quadrivax, which is a 4-in-1, which was diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and polio, was that it was never licensed for general use. In fact, there was no license to use it.
Do you believe that you deserve an apology from this company?
Absolutely, because it's clear that the Commission itself believes there was no informed consent, and this is one of the few areas in the report that the that is backed up by the lived experiences. It's the idea of big corporate companies in the UK trotting over to Ireland and experimenting on Irish babies. That is just appalling. If these corporate companies were to come out and say we did wrong, the standards of care that we routinely involved and applied in the UK was left really, really short in Ireland. And for that, we apologise. There has to be some form of compensation or redress for the mothers without informed consent. Accountability is absolutely key here. And for the infants who were just so grossly misused in these vaccine trials. Most of them unaccompanied infants, like myself and my twin. There was no mother around.
And that was Rosemary Addiser there, who was at the Navan Road in Dublin when she received her vaccinations. Alva, what has GlaxoSmithKline or GSK been saying about its role in these historical vaccinations?
Well, we asked the company if it accepted the Commission's report. GSK said, it didn't have a spokesperson available for interview, but it did write to us and it said that it acknowledges the publication of the final report of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission of Investigation and thanks the members of the Commission for their important work in reviewing the conduct of clinical studies which took place in institutions in Ireland between 1934 and 1973. Now, GSK said
it had fully cooperated with the Commission, providing documents from its historic archives. And we also asked whether the company intended to apologise to the survivors for carrying out vaccine trials on them without their consent, and whether it would be willing to contribute to a redress fund for survivors. And the company declined to answer these questions and said that the lapse in time meant that it was unable to provide comment on the historic events outlined in the report.
Did they have anything else to add?
Yes, they said, you know, it understands the practices described in the report make for difficult reading. And they added that our thoughts are with the families involved. Now, the statement goes on to say that how the report does not reflect how clinical studies are conducted today, where informed consent is sought from participants or their guardians, and withdrawal from a clinical study remains the right of all participants today.
Now, moving to the wider issue of compensation, there are calls for a redress fund to be set up to help survivors from mother and baby homes. The religious orders who ran these homes will be asked to make a contribution. But we know that in the past, promises to make voluntary contributions have not been fulfilled by church organisations. Can you remind us of where we stand with those payments?
That's right. Since 2002, Catholic religious orders have committed to making contributions totaling 480 million euro in cash and properties. Now, that includes funds promised as part of a legally binding indemnity deal done in 2002 and a further voluntary commitment after the Ryan report in 2009. And the money was to pay towards redress funds to help survivors of abuse in Catholic-run institutions, but that 480 million figure was revised downwards around 437 million, partly because the state opted not to take some of the properties offered because they were unsuitable for sale or too costly to renovate. But to date, 240 million out of the 437 million euro which was promised has been handed over by the Catholic religious orders. So that's a shortfall of 197 million euro. And it amounts to approximately 16% of the redress bill, which today is estimated to stand at around 1.5 billion euro. And the rest of that bill is met by the state.
Now, the most disturbing element of the Mother and Baby Home Commission findings are the reports on the deaths of thousands of children in these homes and the search for their remains. I've been speaking to Limerick woman Anne O'Gorman, who gave birth to her daughter at Bessborough. Evelyn died very shortly after being born, and Anne wants to know where exactly her daughter is buried.
In 1972, I went into labour on her first baby. It's a long, tough labour. I gave birth. I heard the baby cry. They sent for a nurse to come down. I was out cold for 2 or 3 days. When I woke up, a nun came in and told me that my baby was an angel in heaven. I looked out the window. I seen two men, one carrying an orange box, you know, the wooden crates. The other men having a shovel. And they walked down towards where the nun's grave is.
Did you think that that was your baby, Anne?
Yeah, because no one else had their baby at that time to get me. There was no one else's baby died at that time.
You think that they went over to a particular part of the Bessborough site that you can identify today, is it?
Yeah, I can. It was where the black bars is. Do you know the black gate as you're going down the passage down to Nun's graveyard?
But you did see a death certificate, did you? Or when did that happen?
I only got that last year or the year before, the death certificate and the birth certificate. And one, it says premature, and on the other one, then it says full term. And I know that that was her that was in death.
Do you feel more confident this week with all the talk about it that maybe something will be done to find the graves of the babies who were buried?
Oh, I hope so. If the nuns told us where they are, I mean, there's 900 babies, you know, not just my baby. There's 900 of them. I'm heartbroken over it, Carol, you know. tears won't come.
What would you like to see on the grounds of Bessborough as a kind of memorial?
To be marked, protected, to be blessed, for that ground to be blessed, because I still had my faith.
And that was Anne O'Gorman speaking to me from Limerick.